A bill that would get rid of state protections for some wetlands in Indiana narrowly passed the Senate. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, there's only one stop before the controversial bill becomes law, Governor Eric Holcomb's desk.
Supporters of the bill say Indiana's current wetlands law is too strict, causing home prices to go up and creating conflicts between farmers and state environmental regulators. The current bill no longer gets rid of all state wetland protections, but among other things, you wouldn't have to get a permit to build on the state's smallest type of wetland or a wetland in a farm field. The bill also creates a task force to study issues with the wetlands law. Senator Sue Glick says, when you build on a wetland, you're destroying an important resource that may have taken hundreds of years to form. And that's difficult and expensive to replace.
It's worse to have to put it back than it would be if you'd have just left it alone.
Glick says there has to be a better way to address disputes with state regulators that doesn't put Indiana's whole water system at risk. Governor Eric Holcomb spoke out against the bill in the past, but there's no telling if he'll veto this current version. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.